The ACH is focused on East San Jose. And in that community, there had been a history of violence and challenges around gentrification. It's a poor community. And so they came together to work on community violence. And it was a backbone with the public health department in partnership with a local community organizing group, Somos Mayfair. And they spent, you know, a year or two, again, building partnership, building trust with community that they could really make a difference in people's lives. And they called themselves the Peace Partnership, East San Jose Peace Partnership. They were making, they developed some work groups around zoning and some other issues that affected, they believed were at the root cause of some of the rise in community violence when COVID hit. And because the Santa Clara Public Health Department was shepherding, you know, the COVID response, they were able to work with the Peace Partnership to figure out what is the community in East San Jose need vis-a-vis COVID. This is a community with a large number of undocumented people that was being disproportionately impacted by COVID. And they started working with their community to figure out what they needed. And this investment in trust building for the prior 2 years really enabled Peace Partnership to adapt and be a vehicle for responding to the pandemic, even though that wasn't the issue that Peace Partnership was created to address. The East San Jose Peace Partnership also had established a wellness fund early on, which was a vehicle for bringing together resources to be deployed under community governance to help address the issue that they were concerned about. And then with COVID, the East San Jose leadership team, Peace, approved allocation of $175,000 for a Peace relief fund from its wellness fund, targeted to beneficiaries who resided in the zip codes that Peace was focused on. And importantly, these were individuals and families who were ineligible for government relief because of their immigration status. So, you know, we all got, you know, I don't remember how much it was, but we were getting, but if you're undocumented, you didn't get it. These partnerships subsequently raised additional money and ended up distributing a total of $600,000 to over 730 East San Jose individuals and families. They delegated authority of the COVID relief fund to an ad hoc committee to develop the strategy, criteria, and partnerships with community-based organizations so they could get the funds out as quickly and equitably as possible. So it's an example of how this investment in relationships really paid off. And in fact, Dr. Sarah Cody, who's the public health director for Santa Clara County, I was at a meeting where she was talking about this work, and I wrote down her quote because I thought it was so powerful. She said, "The investment we made through CACHI, a very small violence prevention project in three zip codes, and the relationships we built ended up being among the most powerful to our COVID response. It is where we had the greatest impact. We trust them now, namely the community, enable them to completely lead our response."